Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2244, recorded on Thursday the 19th of October 2023. Robin Quine is here with me and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters and a feature from Richard Matthew, this month continuing with the lives of two very impressive women, Elizabeth Fry and Harriet Martineau. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk and a second feature on the wristwatch that has gone into space. We'd like to welcome two new listeners this week, Mrs. Alison Womack from Norwich and Mrs. Margaret Iaquinandi. We hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. Now, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. An arrest is made after a stabbing at a city school. Path-pounding Paul's amazing 70-kilometre run and lack of funding sees a free city event cancelled. A head teacher has tried to reassure parents after a pupil was stabbed with a tail comb by another boy. Emergency services were called to City of Norwich School and arrested a boy on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. The victim's injuries were not serious and he was not expected to stay in hospital overnight. An email was sent to parents by CNS headteacher Joe Philpott, which said, "Please be reassured that this was a contained incident, that we are providing the necessary support to those involved and that there is no further cause for concern for the school community."
Bus station work. Passengers are facing disruption to routes as a refurbishment takes place at Norwich bus station. Alternative bus stops are being used while the work to replace the bus station roof is underway. The refurbishment is being carried out by Connect Bus and is set to be completed on October the 29th. The bus stands under the canopy roof area will be closed during this time, and temporary and alternative bus stops will be in use. First Bus and Connect Bus services are both impacted by the changes, and park and ride buses will drop off and pick up at Castle Meadow or St Stephen's Road.
A city man celebrated his 70th birthday in memorable fashion as he took on his toughest fitness challenge yet. Paul Coleman, a retired pastor from Spixworth, set out to complete a 70-kilometre run, 43.5 miles, on his milestone birthday. His run took him from his home to Wroxham, to Aylsham via the Bure Valley Path, and then back across to Norwich on the Marriott's Way. Having only completed his first half marathon, 13.1 miles, in May of this year in preparation for the big one, taking on 70 kilometres would prove a huge challenge. Paul said, "I wanted to do something significant to mark my 70th birthday, something that would benefit the charity Compassion UK that my wife Linda and I sponsor children through and volunteer with on a regular basis. So, I set out on this crazy challenge to run 70k on my 70th birthday, hoping to raise at least £7,000 towards an agroecology project that will benefit many, many families in Togo, Africa, which is a country of people living in abject poverty. So, on Sunday I completed the challenge. I don't mind admitting it was tough, but I had the goal in mind of what the funds are going to help enable in Togo." Like Paul's efforts, the Agroecology Centre has ambitious goals. Once it has been constructed by June 2024, the centre hopes to deliver a three-year training programme of agroecological techniques to more than 2,000 young people and 1,500 caregivers by December 2025. Paul is well on his way to hitting his £7,000 target, having raised a total of £5,625 for the charity so far, which works to protect and empower children left vulnerable by poverty. He still hopes that he will reach his goal and so is still accepting donations, which can be made at challenges.compassionuk.org.
The new owner of a long-running Norwich market stall is a familiar face in the city food scene. Derek Hardway of Don Choco, On the Bone and Charred Kitchen is now running Henry's Hog Roast at stall 81 in Row D. He has taken the hog roast stall over from Neil Bowman, who recently hung up his apron strings after 13 years there. Mr. Hardy said, "It is a dream come true. Ever since I came to Norwich 27 years ago, I've always loved the market and the idea of having a stall there. Henry's Hog Roast is a bit of an institution, and with so many places that we love closing, it is a privilege to be able to keep it going. We will be keeping the basics of locally roasted meats and cooking them really well, but we will be serving more accompaniments, sauces and specials from around the world."
A major free festival in the city centre will not go ahead in 2024 due to a lack of funding. Love Light Norwich was set to return for its third edition next year, having previously run in 2020 and 2022. However, Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, which organises the event, has just announced its cancellation. In 2022, the festival took place across 3 days in February, with light installations, special events and performances across the city centre. Due to the size and scope of the event, it relies on a big contribution from Arts Council England. Despite successful applications for funding in 2020 and 2022, Norwich BID was not successful this time around. A spokesperson for Norwich BID said, "Applying for funding such as this is always competitive. While the team here is hugely disappointed about Love Life, it is heartening that there are so many other arts and culture events in the region that will be supported by Arts Council England in the coming year." Love Light has always been about supporting the city and its businesses at a time of year that is typically quieter following the Christmas peak. Love Light is also about creating an event that is free, inclusive and with community at its heart. "We have already begun working on our funding application to bring Love Light Norwich back for 2025. In the meantime, keep an eye out for more announcements on 2024 events." In September, Norwich BID announced that the Tunnel of Light would not return to Hay Hill over the 2023 festive period due to Norwich City Council's £3.2 million redevelopment of the area.
Plans have finally been revealed for a prominent city centre shop that has been empty for more than 3 years. The H. Samuel store in Gentleman's Walk closed down during the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020. Since then, the prime retail unit, opposite the market and alongside a Lloyds Bank branch, has stood vacant and boarded up. But new plans submitted to the City Council could see the former jewellery store converted into a branch of the Cooperative Bank. If approved, the now derelict site would be completely renovated with a contemporary shop front entrance installed alongside an ATM machine. The ground floor would become a space for counters and offices, while the lower ground would be converted into an archive and communal staff area. A litter bin currently positioned outside the building would also be repositioned.